Welcome to Solo Cleaning School. Are you ready to reshape your mindset and grow your solo cleaning business? Step into today's class with your guide, Ken Carfagno, so you can win for your family.
Welcome back to the Solo Cleaning School podcast. Today, we are going to dive into a mindset for success that I love and I have loved for 13 years. It's called Go for No. But before we do that, let's check out a funny papers for today. All right, this is an ultimate irony. I used to be a corporate guy, worked in a desk as a mechanical engineer. I went to college to do it, and I was excited to be in my own desk, my own cubicle with my little phone, my computer, my own laptop. It was a dream of mine, and when I got there, I was so excited. I felt like such an adult. I worked hard. I gave everything. You've heard my story. Now, here's where the irony comes in. After about a year of doing the desk thing, I quickly had a new dream. I want to get out of the desk thing. By the second year, I really wanted to get out of the desk thing. And ultimately, after 5 years of being in the desk thing, I was let out of my desk, where GE says, you don't have to come sit at this desk any longer. You could roam around the Capital District of New York and clean houses and offices because you basically don't want to be here anyway, so we will help you with your dream of not being in a desk anymore. So let's get to the ultimate irony. Right now, I am recording podcasts in batch. Here's what that means. I have been recording podcasts through COVID each week, two per week, and trying to keep them new and relevant to what's currently going on. Well, with the school season in full swing and with all these things that are coming and I'm working a lot more, I need to be more efficient and optimized myself as a podcaster. I put out two episodes a week, so I decided to use the end of this month to record an entire month's worth of podcasts, get them done, get them posted, and get them out of my mind for 30 days. It's a great idea. But here's the irony. I cannot do it at my own desk at my house because the kids are loud. We live by a main street. The car's zooming by. I've tried to go to my grandparents' house, but there's lots of noises there. TVs are on. I've tried to go to my mother-in-law's house. It's a 30-minute drive, and I have to take an allergy pill because of the cats. That does work. So I'm trying something different. A good friend of mine, Vanessa Hopkins of H3 Business Solutions here in Harleysville, Pennsylvania. She's also running a tutor doctor. So she works with students, teachers, and with her homeschool thing and COVID, she's getting slammed. Now, what's really cool is that she also rents out parts of her office. I jumped on the offer and I rented one of her offices for the whole day. So I got my own desk, my two screens, my mouse, my computer, my microphone. I've got a microwave, a little break area, and there's water, there's some snacks, and I paid $40 to get access to this office, this desk, for the day. So here is the ultimate irony. For 5 years, I fought, I clawed to get out of a desk that people were paying me to sit in. And now I am paying Vanessa to sit in a desk so I can get work done. What is up with that? It's time for the go for no mindset. I want to say first off, if you have not ever heard of this book, get it. When you get it, open it, read it, go on Audible, get the Audible version if you need to. I don't care which version, read it. It's a parable storytelling type of book. So it's so easy to digest. It's quick. You're getting a lesson wrapped and woven into a story. And it's a cute story. You know, a guy bumps his head and he goes into this dream state. He meets himself from the future, what he could have been. I won't go too far into it. But the future him and the him that he is now are two different people because they have two different beliefs about success. The me of 13 years ago and probably you listening to this podcast have the same version. And it's the one that the main character in this book, what he had in the present, struggling for sales, struggling for income version of himself. And here's what he thought. Here's what I thought up till 2007. You enter a road, you go to the right, because that's success, and you try and get to success. Yes equals success. And on the left is failure. No is failure. So every time I would get a no, I would go to the left towards failure. Every time I would get a yes, I would go toward the success. So I was constantly going back and forth on the same road, but ultimately leading farther and farther and farther towards failure, because you always get more no's than yeses. And so you're always fighting upstream to try and get to success. You never really ever get there. And this perspective, this model where yes and success and no and failure are opposites on the same street, that is not the right model. And you will flounder. You will fight the current and you will have trouble to try and overpower to eventually get to success. Let me tell you what go for no did for me. Here is the simplicity. Change the positioning of the word no in your model. Instead of putting no to the left toward failure, put no to the right in between you and yes and success. And so when you look at it this way, you approach the intersection, you look to the right, you see no. You have to go through no to get to yes. And as a matter of fact, you have to go through multiple no's to get to yes. Maybe 5 no's, maybe 10 no's, maybe 50 no's. But nevertheless, you get through the no's and you get a yes, and that equals success. And then you want to get another yes. You enter the intersection again. You go through no, 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 and eventually get to yes. That equals success. What is the other side of the street? If you made a left, that's if you stop trying. You give up. That is failure. So trying and getting no's and eventually getting a yes is success. And stopping, quitting is failure. So truly the opposite of success is quitting. It's not no. And that simple model or mindset shift has absolutely radically changed my understanding of how to operate my business. And here's what it's done for me. I am an introvert. Yes, I'm sure you, I've said this before. I'm running a podcast and I'm goofy and I'm singing songs. True. But you get me in an honest moment. I prefer to be alone in my own house, not talking to people. But I've also forced myself to become good at talking to people. It's okay. I've had to work through fear to do this. I've read a lot of books on people skills. This one is included. Go for no. I have literally shifted my mindset 180 degrees in what I understand as the model of success and failure. You see, I used to be fearful when I was an introvert to talk to people. But I lost the biggest reason for the fear because I was afraid of getting a no because that meant I was going to fail. I didn't want to fail, so I didn't want to get a no. And I believe most of us are assuming the same thing. Oh, I got a no. That means I failed. And therefore, you're afraid of getting a no. Stop thinking like that. Do this instead. No is part of the process to get a yes. Repeat after me. No is part of the process to get a yes. If I got one yes every 10 times, it meant I got 9 no's to get one yes. Thus, I realized, well, I could get 9 no's if it's going to get me one yes. Boom, I got my yes eventually. And then I do it again. No, 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 no. Then a yes. Awesome. And I repeat the process. I had to get the no's it started to remove the fear and gave me so much freedom in what people would call sales and marketing. And I stopped thinking of it as like, oh, I don't like selling. You know what? I'm just going to serve, offer what I offer, and I'm going to get no's. And that's part of the process of getting a yes. It totally transformed everything. And once I got that paradigm shift, I was able to start evaluating and tracking my no's versus my yeses until I knew how many no's it really took me to get a yes. And here's an example. Early on in my cleaning business, it used to take me about 7 no's before I got a yes. When I first got that no, I knew to keep going through 6 more no's because on the 7th one, I would get a yes. Now, did it always work exactly that way? Sometimes I'd get a yes after 4. Sometimes it might take me 11, but it was an average of 7. I knew to do 7 no's, I'd get my yes. And I would track how many no's I would get. Over time, it took me less no's to reach my yes. Today, with the system that I have built, the level 4 cleaner that I am, I take my time, I slow down to speed up, I answer the questions, I get excellent clients. I now only get 2 to 3 no's before I yes. I'm telling you, this book, Go for No, is a game changer. Go and read it. Please go and read it.
Thank you for listening to Solo Cleaning School. Class is dismissed.